And now it's my pleasure to introduce Professor Ian Boyd. Ian's contribution in the department to promoting the concepts of Earth observation has already been mentioned, and that's very much reflected in the establishment here of the Centre of Excellence for Earth Observation and in DEFRA's roadmap for Earth Observation, which is the first in government. So, Ian, over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Chris, and it's a huge pleasure to be here and to see everybody here today. I think Chris was saying just before I came in that if we tried to hold this event 3 or 4 years ago, perhaps, then virtually nobody would have turned up. And actually, that represents just how fast this field is moving. I think some people would have turned up, but probably nowhere near the numbers we have at the moment. I mean, in reality, I think we're all sharing in almost a disruptive revolutionary process going on here. You know, Earth observation is about more than just satellites, but satellites produce a fantastic amount of data. But I was speaking to somebody from Airbus recently who was just telling me about their high-flying aircraft, and the one that they just put up had been up for 3 weeks. They're talking about aircraft that can stay up forever, fundamentally. So we're talking about a technological revolution, which is moving on from satellites, but including satellites as well. And at the recent GEO meeting, I was speaking to the Chinese delegate there who was saying that they were going to put up 36 new satellites. Why 36? I'm not quite sure. But they were going to make the data available. So, you know, alongside Copernicus and Landsat and all these other things, we've got this tidal wave of data. But one of the things that I started to understand about Earth observation, and I have used it in my research in the past, but I've used it from time to time and found it really difficult to get access to it as a non-specialist, as a non-EO person. I found it difficult to include it in my research capabilities. And in a department like this, my vision is to try and make sure that the policy individuals, not people who have analytical skills like I have, but actually people who don't have analytical skills, can sit at their desks in a place like this and can access the information they need from their desktops that comes from satellite imagery. And that's a big ask, actually, and it's a big ask of this community. So it's actually a big challenge for us. I was speaking to Farana and Chris and a few others at the early stages of this, and actually Ian Davidson, who I think is in the room here somewhere and must be credited with setting up a lot of this, even though he's now left DEFRA. My challenge to them was, well, the next flood event, I want to be able to go straight onto my computer and go straight into a picture of that flood event. That was in 2013 after the floods there. This winter, we couldn't do it. But the next flood event, we will be able to do it. We should be able to do it. So it's a matter of getting those products that people can actually use. And this is about I slightly don't like this word, but it's about mainstreaming Earth observation. Satellites have provided us with a fantastic uplift in our capabilities overall in three main areas. One is in communications. The other one is in position findings through GPS. And the other one is in Earth observation. Two of those we've mainstreamed extremely well in that citizens use that information without knowing they're using it. With Earth observation, it's a bit more difficult. It's a more difficult problem to crack, but we have to try to crack it. And what we've done in DEFRA by setting up the Centre of Excellence in Earth Observation is to try and move us in that direction by saying that right across DEFRA, which is a very big and complex organisation, we've got pockets of expertise. If we bring that together, create critical mass, we will be starting to drive that process. But actually, there's a bigger process here as well, and that's about government as a whole. And together with Stephen Lovegrove, who's the Permanent Secretary at the Department of Energy and Climate Change, I co-chaired a cross-Whitehall group Some of you may have been to a meeting that we held in Harwell, which is an interaction with industry. And that Cross Whitehall group has been looking at how we use Earth observation within government as a whole and how we can become much more joined up in terms of how we procure our Earth observation information, but also being much clearer about the questions we're asking of Earth observation data so that industry can supply to us in a more intelligent way. Fundamentally, government really has two big tasks with Earth observation data. The first one is to make government better itself. In other words, to bring information into government, to develop new ways of working that drive government to make better decisions, and also drive efficiencies into the system as well. We're continually looking for cost efficiencies in government. So that's the first big one. And we're not there with that yet, not by a long way. The second one, of course, is to be that intelligent customer that is an early adopter of these technologies, that is driving the SMEs and even the big companies as well to think in ways that will supply to us. Because by supplying to us, you're also potentially supplying to a much wider marketplace. So, for example, let's take the Common Agricultural Policy that we have responsibility for delivering here. We've got a Rural Payments Agency that has a huge job to do every year in terms of churning out the payments to farmers based on a set of criteria, most of which are about understanding what is actually existing on the farm and what has changed, what sort of crops are grown and that sort of thing. We put a lot of people on the ground to collect those data. We want to transition that into being able to do that more remotely and more efficiently. But if we do it, the Common Agricultural Policy applies right across Europe. So if we do it and stimulate the marketplace to supply to us, then potentially that marketplace can supply to the rest of the European Union. So there's a much bigger marketplace for these products. But I don't think we should underestimate the task here. Earth observation isn't kind of lagging behind some of the other satellite applications for no reason at all. It is difficult. And one of the things that we want to do in government is to make sure, first of all, that we know everybody in government who is interested in Earth observation. And I must take my hat off, if I had a hat on, to the Space for Smarter Government programme, which is doing an excellent job based out of the UK Space Agency of trying to bring these, well, trying to herd cats, really, which is all these government departments, and trying to get them to think in a joined up way. But we've got to properly catalogue what we have. We've got to be much more intelligent procurers. But we've also perhaps got to think, and I'm thinking kind of slightly theoretically here, about how we might develop intermediate products. Because actually the kind of base state that data is in, even though it's analyzed, it's not raw data, it's analyzed data, is still not good enough for people like me with the kind of time I have to be able to go and drill in and find pieces of information really quickly and really easily with a tool on my desktop. That's what we need. And I think that's what this community can potentially deliver. So that's the kind of challenge that I think that we have. And I hope that in a few years' time, or maybe next year, I don't know when we might have another meeting like this, but I think this is just the beginning of something that is really big. And I'll just finish by saying thank you very much for coming along. Thank you very much for engaging with this. And I look forward to meeting you all again in future years. So thank you very much indeed.
Thank you very much indeed, Ian. And I'm glad to say that some of the challenges which you were referring to there were just the ones that we were trying to explore and the people here today were trying to explore in some of the seminars earlier. And going around the stands, I think the vision you set out of being able to use EO as a non-specialist, well, may not be completely here yet, but it is getting closer. There seems to be no doubt about it.